So we don't have a lot of time, so I think we'll just go through the sadhana and use our time for mantra recitation. Is that all right? So we'll just sit for a little bit with the new tune, yeah.
Margaret's remembered.
Well, you know, he reminded me, it's the Tara mantra, just repeated with different words, you know. Yeah. But anyway, we'll get it. We can let Margaret lead the choir. We'll just sit for a couple minutes first. So start with refuge. Imagine the refuge, the merit field, if you haven't seen it yet. I and all living beings is extensive as space. From today on until the essence of enlightenment is achieved, take refuge in the glorious holy gurus. Take refuge in the fully accomplished Buddhas. Take refuge in the holy Dharma. Take refuge in the Supreme Assembly. I take refuge in the venerable white Tara, the wish-fulfilling wheel, and the complete entourage of deities. I prostrate and take refuge in the holy gurus and the three precious jewels. Please bestow your blessings on my mind's stream. Bodhicitta. In order to attain the fully accomplished state of a Buddha, for the sake of all living beings, I will enter into the sadhana of Vaitara, the wish-fulfilling wheel. Gods and asuras with their crowns, bow down to your lotus feet. I prostrate to Mother Tara, the one who rescues from all needs. I take refuge in the three jewels. I regret all my unwholesome deeds. I rejoice in the merit of all beings. I will hold bodhicitta until enlightenment. I take refuge until complete enlightenment in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. In order to fulfill the purpose of myself and others, I generate the mind of enlightenment. Having generated the mind of enlightenment, I invite all living beings as my guests. I will remain in this excellent conduct of the bodhisattvas. Thereby may I achieve the state of a Buddha in order to benefit all living beings. May all living beings be endowed with happiness and the causes of happiness. May all living beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all living beings be endowed with the happiness that is free from suffering. And may all living beings remain in a state of equanimity, free of attachment for those they hold close and aversion for those they keep distant. and from the merit field in front, we imagine the blessings pouring into us, energizing the subtle wind and mind at the heart, and energizing that bodhicitta motivation. So we spend a little time meditating on bodhicitta. We can even recollect the advantages of cherishing others and the disadvantages of cherishing ourselves. And I don't like that word cherishing. I mean, we do need to cherish ourselves, but not too much. Not be selfish. We need to care about ourselves, but, you know, we're only one and they are many. Taking a little time to generate gratitude. We haven't discussed that in days. Just thinking of all the reasons to be grateful, even for our enemies. Remembering all the kindnesses, not just of the mother, but of all sentient beings. And then knowing that really the best way to benefit others is to attain the state of a Buddha. So we generate that wish to attain enlightenment, and for that we need a long life, and we need healthy bodies, and we need material support and friends and good minds, and we need to attain the powers of peace, increase control and wrath, and be able to manifest enlightened activities, and particularly we need stability of mind, because without that stability of mind, there's no way we can realize emptiness. And Ray brought up a good point about how it's concentration that brings the bliss. I think that's why one of the reasons why people like to watch TV or look at their screens, because they concentrate, their minds don't wander when you're watching a movie, and so it becomes very blissful. why painters like to paint and weavers like to weave and musicians like to play music. With that level of concentration, there's a lot of bliss. And so meditators stabilize the mind, doing shine. And with that stability and that bliss of shine, they're able to recognize the eye that is to be refuted and hold that eye long enough to do the analysis. So doing shamatha practice is very important. And tantric sadhana is also like movies, because you're always changing the object. It's sort of like watching a little movie, doing a tantric sadhana. They're also ways of, a way of developing concentration. So we pray to develop these powers so that we can attain enlightenment for all sentient beings. And so that, for that reason, we're going to dissolve into emptiness as best we can, bringing the light rays back into us, and then we dissolve into emptiness. Om so bhava shuddha sarva dhamma so bhava shuddha. Out of emptiness, from the syllable Pam, comes a white lotus, and from Ah, a moon disc, on top of which is my own consciousness in the form of a white syllable Tom, emanating rays of light. The light collects back, and I become the venerable wish-fulfilling wheel with a wide body, one face, and two arms. My right hand is in the gesture of supreme giving. My left hand is at my heart and holds between thumb and ring finger the stem of an Upala flower that blossoms at the level of my ear. It has three blossoms, the center one in full bloom, the right one having already blossomed and gone to fruit, and the left not yet opened. These three symbolize the Buddhas of the three times. I am adorned with jewel ornaments and clad in a variety of silken garments. My upright body is supported by a moon disc, and I am seated in the Vajra position. At my crown is a white om. At my throat, a red ah. At my heart, a blue hum. At my heart and a moon disc is the white syllable tam, which emanates rays of light, inviting from the Patala Buddha field in the south, the venerable wish-fulfilling wheel surrounded by an assembly of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So we say za um bam ho. The first one summons them. Second ones, they absorb. The third one, they're completely bound and mixed, totally mixed. And the last one, they're delighted. And we experience bliss and emptiness. Da hum bam ho. They become non-dual. Again, rays of light emanate from the syllable at my heart, inviting the initiating deities. Please bestow on me the initiation. Om Sarva Tathagata Abhishekata Samaya Shriya Ahum. My body is filled, purifying all stains. The excess nectar overflowing from my crown transforms into Buddha Amitabha. So then we meditate on the divine pride and clear appearance. Let me bless the offerings. Om Vajramita Kandale Hanawampe Asabhava Shida Sawadama Sabhava Shida. The offerings are empty. And from emptiness, the Om syllables appear, spacious, extensive, jeweled vessels inside of which the syllables Om transform into different offering substances, which are clear, unobstructed, and extensive as space. Om Aryam Ahum, Om Padyam Ahum, Om Pupe Ahum, Om Dupe Ahum, Om Aloke Ahum, Om Gyande Ahum, Om Nude Ahum, Om. Om Arya Tara Sapare Ware Argyam Pratit Sahun Soha. Om Arya Tara Sapare Ware Padyam Pratit Sahun Soha. Om Arya Tara Sapare Ware Pupe Pratisa Unsoha. Om Arya Tara Sapare Ware Dupe Pratisa Unsoha. Om Arya Tara Sapare Ware Aloke Pratisa Unsoha. Om Arya Tara Sapare Ware Gande Pratit Sahun Soha. Om Arya Tara Sapare Ware Nude Pratit Sahun Soha. Om Arya Tara Sapare Ware I prostrate to Mother Tara, the liberator of beings from existence, the one who liberates from the eight worldly fears with Tutare, freeing from all illness with Ture, all the wisdom and activities of compassion of the extensive Buddhas, appearing in the form of the extremely beautiful goddess, bestowing longevity and supreme attainments to a great number of beings. I prostrate to the one who is extremely white and holds an upala in her hand. At the heart center of myself, visualized as Aryavaitara, is an eight-spoked wheel with a hub and three rims. At the center on a moon disk is my own mind, white tongue encircled by the mantra for increase, Om Tari Tu Tari Turi Mama Aryu Puni Jana Pushtam Puriye Soha. On the eight spokes of the eight syllables, Tari Tu Tari Turi Soha. On the inner rim, the vowels are placed counterclockwise. Om A A E E U U Ri Ri Li Li A L A O Am A Soha. On the middle rim, the consonants are arranged clockwise. Om kakakana cha 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 na cha 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 da na cha 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 da na pa 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 ma yarala wa sha 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 ha sha sa ha. Now the outer rim is the mantra of the essence of dependent arising arranged clockwise. Om ye dharma he tu prabhav he tu teshin tatagata hi avadat teshin chayo naroda evam vari mahashramani ye so. You know, I was thinking what Barbara said about how first it's Amitabha, and it doesn't say Amitabha dissolves into Amitayas. So I guess we just assumed that it's easy to shift from Nirmanakaya to Sambhogakaya, right? And we're not going to worry about it too much. The seed syllable and all the letters of the mantras are in the nature of light, and dewdrops of nectar stream forth from the letters. And my crown is the Lord of the Family, Lord Amitaya, red in color. One face and two arms, holding a golden vase filled with the nectar of immortality, in the gesture of meditative equipoise. Clad in silk and jeweled ornaments, he sits in the Vajra position. He's adorned at the heart with the red syllable three, from which hook-like red rays of light emanate in
all directions, collecting all of my life energies
that have been robbed, stolen, or caused to be taken away or scattered by human and non-human beings, as well as the essence of the five great elements and the life energies and merits of all living beings, the brilliance and dignity of the three worlds, and so forth. All the wealth and goodness of existence and blessings of the holy bodies and mind, Guru, Buddhas, and Bodhisattvas are collected back into the form of nectars and rays of light, colors, and absorb into the vase and Amitai's hands. By this absorption, the white nectar overflows and enters my crown opening, absorbing into the wheel, the mantra, and the seed syllable at my heart. Flow down, filling my entire body. My outer body is washed. Accumulation of unwholesome imprints and obscurations, illnesses, disturbance, and obstacles
of life are cleansed and
purified, thus restoring my life energies, merits, broken vows, and commitments, and I attain the city of immortality. And we'll just keep reading, and then you can work on the visualizations when we get to the mantra recitation, however you like. Outside of myself is a white wheel made of space iron, with space inside, like two halves joined together. The ten spokes above, below, and in the right direction.
Very sharp points, turning clockwise at
extremely fast speed, thereby cutting into pieces all obstacles. Tongues of flames of light rays burn and swirl, and thus all disturbing forces are completely burnt like feathers burnt in fire. Again, from the wheel and the mantras at my heart, white rays of light emanate, filling my entire body, pacifying illnesses, disturbances, obscurations, unwholesome imprints, and all obstacles to life. The rays of light go out of the pores of my body and form a white circle of light outside of myself, bringing about the accomplishment of all peaceful activities. Again, yellow rays of light emanate, filling my body, bringing about an increase of life, merit, and the wisdoms of hearing, contemplation, and meditation. The light radiates out, forming a yellow circle outside the white circle, bringing about the accomplishment of the activities of increase. Again, rays of light emanate, endowing me with the power and energy to bring the three worlds under my control. The light radiates out, forming a red circle outside the yellow circle, bringing about
the accomplishment of the activities of control.
Again, dark blue rays of light emanate, endowing me with the power and energy to achieve all activities of destruction. The lights radiate out, forming a blue circle outside the red circle, bringing about the accomplishment of the activities of destruction. And green rays of light emanate, endowing me with the power to achieve all enlightened activities. Lights radiate out, forming a circle of green light outside
of the blue circle, bringing about the accomplishment
of all enlightened activities. Again, lavender rays of light emanate, bringing about stability of the power of the activities and attainments. The light radiates out, forming a lavender circle outside the green circle, bringing about stability. All these circles are egg-shaped and of one single piece,
very hard and strong,
and cannot be destroyed even by the winds at the end of existence. At the space between each circle is filled with
fresh, new blossom,
a pile of flowers, soft and tender. Okay. Here we go. Who thinks they remember it the best? We can try, huh? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijan pushtun kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtun kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Maya punijana pushtim kurye soha. Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Are you punijana pushtim kurye soha? Om tare tu tare tu. Om Tati 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 Mama Ayi Puni Jana Pushtun Kuriye Soha. Now we can do the Padmasapa mantra. Om Padmasapa Samaya Manupalaya Padmasapa Dina Pasita Dita Nagawa Sipataya Nagawa Sipataya Nagawa Avasiri Metaya Sipara Samasitana Sipasina Suru Whatever mistakes I have made because of not knowing or lacking ability or not finding the proper materials, please be patient with these. O Maria Tara Sapare Vari Argam Padyam Pupe Dupe Aloke Gande Nude Shabda. All the wisdom and activities of compassionate, the expansive Buddhas, appearing in the form of extremely beautiful goddess, bestowing longevity and a supreme attainments to a great number of beings, I praise the one who is extremely white and holds an Upala flower. Through the merit collected by this practice, may I quickly attain the state of the wish-fulfilling wheel, and may I lead all living beings without exception to her state of enlightenment, destined to dedicating the roots of merit. And then we can bless the food. Om Ah Hum Ha Ho Kri. Om Ah Hum Ha Ho Kri. Om Ah Hum. Ho, at Dharma Chakra center of the heart, indestructible subtle wind and mind, inseparable with supreme merit field, gurus, assemblies, mind sealed deities, to you we offer desire enjoyments of this circle of magnificent silk. Please take by being pleased and satisfied in state of uncontaminated bliss. Grant us the holy body, speech, and mind. Please grant blessings to achieve in this life. Mahamudra profound Vajra Yoga, inseparable with method and wisdom. So sealing everything with emptiness and rejoicing, how wonderful it is. Okay.